The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
Number to call, area code 866-423-9578, area code 866-423-9578, to be on the air, you guessed it, Bible Talk with Pastor Emery Moss. Welcome to the program, good to have you with me, and if you are interested in systematic theology, if you're interested in apologetics, if you're interested in eschatology, all things biblical can be discussed on this particular program. And we do appreciate your listenership, and we appreciate your call. And I'm not doing this program all by myself. That's right. We have Brian Bolesky, one of the greatest technicians I've met. I've met a lot of great ones down there at WLQV, and he is one of them. He'll be in the background of this program, giving us any ins and outs that we need to take. And sometimes he throws in some music, and he's quite versatile, let me say. But the number to call, area code 866-423-9578. Today what I'd like to look at is dealing with error in the church, right? How do we deal with false teaching? We have to deal with it. We have to make sure that everything that is preached or taught is sound in terms of biblical doctrine. Okay? And sometimes that necessitates, for instance, when we're talking to Jehovah's Witnesses or the Unity School of Christianity or the Unity School of Christianity, Islam, and even those in the Positive Confession or Word Faith movement, sometimes people go too far in what they teach, and what they teach becomes unbiblical. Now, needless to say, it's very important for us to engage people on these issues, but we must make sure all the time that we're speaking the truth in love. In other words, I do not get angry at people who disagree with me on certain issues, right? In fact, if someone can say something that causes me to correct what I'm teaching from the Bible, I'm all for it, friends, because that's what it is all about, what thus saith the Word of God. But sometimes people go too far in their anger. And I want you to know, when I deal with apologetics, I'm not interested in personalities or putting anyone down. But you just have to tell it like it is. And I believe, for instance, that, at one time, Benny Hinn, for instance, went a little bit too far. I guess people were challenging him on some of his teachings based upon some of the Word Faith kind of stuff he was talking about. And he didn't like it. He didn't like it. But did he have to say this? And this is a quote coming from him where he said, the Holy Ghost is upon me. Okay, this is what I'm quoting from him now. This is Benny Hinn, a statement he made to those who were, he just got tired of them criticizing what he was teaching. Okay, so he said, the Holy Ghost is upon me. The day is coming when those that attack us will drop dead. Wait a minute. I know you're mad, but that's going really far, right? The Holy Ghost is upon me, and then to say that the Holy Ghost is guiding him in this direction, right? The Holy Ghost is upon me. The day is coming when those that attack us will drop dead. You say, what did you say? You always like to have that repeating kind of thing going. I speak this under the anointing of the Spirit. You know, and I'm always cautious of those who say they're speaking under the anointing of the Spirit. They feel like that's all they've got to say, and we're going to accept everything they say is coming from God. Well, I tell you what, if it's not coming from the Word of God, I won't believe it's from God. It must be in accordance with what God's Word has to say. Okay? So you telling me, all right, that the anointing of the Spirit is on you here. A Bible better be in your hand if you're dealing with those who are strictly biblical. Right? But he went on. He went on to say some other things, and I have nothing against him as a person at all. He says, can I tell you something? Don't touch God's servants. It's deadly. Wow, he's like threatening you, right? Woe to you that touch God's servants. You're going to pay, and the day will come that the Lord said that to me. He said, the day will come that I will instantly punish. Okay? Wow, just going to punish them. Woe to those who touch my chosen. Now, no one was putting a hand on him. He's talking about people who disagreed with some of his positive confession and word faith kind of teaching. That's what he's doing. But you go too far when you get into this physical area. And it's really bad when people say that the Holy Spirit told me this, okay, or God told me this. I don't believe that for a minute. I believe that's his flesh reacting against those who came against his teachings, and his only job is not to pronounce curses on them, but to just defend his position, right? Okay, but this is what he quoted, and I'll say two more sentences of it. He said, I will punish instantly. Woe to those who touch my chosen. Okay? Nobody's talking about touching you. They're touching your doctrine that you're teaching, if it's false, but not you. They will fear us. Hear this today. They mock us. Tomorrow, they will fear us. Now, that's poor. That's poor. Definitely, everyone has a right to their opinion. They have a right to either accept or reject what we put forth. And they should be able to do that without fear of someone trying to cast some kind of curse on them. Wow, okay? But that's what we see today. But I'm here to tell you, and I will say this to all of you Christians who are listening, in any debate that you have with someone who's in false religions or kingdom of the cults, remember, your job is only to preach them the gospel, okay? You can tell them where you think they're wrong biblically, but the last thing you want to do is get engaged in what I call ad hominem attacks, where you begin to attack people personally. That is a waste of time. That is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Remember, people have a right to either accept what Jesus Christ offers or not. Okay? It's up to them. Our job, though, is to preach them the gospel, too. Number to call, area code 866-423-9578. Area code 866-423-9578 to be on the air, Bible Talk with Pastor Emery Moss. That is why I have this program open, so if people want to ask questions that they can. And I love to talk with people about theology. And one thing you'll find, that if you talk with me, I'm not going to insult you personally. Never should be about insult or one-upsmanship. We need to state our positions, let those be known. And if it's in accordance with the Word of God, you agree. If you think it's not, you have a right not to agree. But remember, we've got to face the Lord and be judged for how we handle his word. Number to call, area code 866-423-9578. Area code 866-423-9578 to be on the air, Bible Talk, Pastor. Now, to be honest with you, Benny Hinn wasn't that bad. He was not that bad in what he said. It wasn't good. It wasn't nice. He shouldn't have went that way. But I'm going to tell you someone who went further than that. And people say don't name names. You got to, so you'll know who did it. Yeah, you can look it up and see, okay? But what was said here was just something I would never say. If I said what this person said, okay, I think I'd still be running. I'd be running and hiding. It's just something. And what he said shows a total misunderstanding, in my estimation, of who God really is, okay, and what Jesus Christ is all about, okay? Who am I talking about? Well, his name is Kenneth Copeland, yeah, part of the Word Faith movement, okay, and can say some things that are very off-base biblically. Now, I don't say this to you to get you to hate him. In fact, I encourage all of you to listen to everything. I do not believe in censorship. The only way you are able to come against the kingdom of the cult is to know what they're teaching so that you can defend the faith against them. So I'm all for them being on the radio and everything so we can know what's going on and be able to defend the faith against it. But when I read this to you, I'm going to ask you the same question. Could you say something like this? What you're about to hear, to me, is pretty shocking. Okay? Pretty shocking. Okay? And could you say something like this? And if you were in a church where someone said something like this, what would you do? Number to call, area code 866-423-9578. Area code 866-423-9578 to be on the air, Bible Talk with Pastor Emery Moss. All right, here comes the quote. And this was made by Kenneth Copeland. Now, I'm not saying that everything Kenneth Copeland says is bad, but hey, there's something here that he said that I could never say. I could never even think this. To me, it's absurd to think it. And to think that this really is a representation of God is very, very misguided. Here we go. Here's the quote, okay, where Kenneth Copeland said, "I was shocked when I found out who the biggest failure in the Bible actually is." Okay, wow. Now, that's something else. Who is the biggest failure in the Bible? Okay, it's good to put it on the table. And to my mind, what jumps into my brain when I hear that, okay, "I was shocked when I found out who the biggest failure in the Bible actually is," okay, might not be too shocking because it turns out to be the devil. That's right. He's the biggest failure. I mean, here you are, a cherub. Your ministry is to be at the throne of God, and you get kicked out? Okay, that's a big failure. But that's not who Kenneth Copeland identified as the biggest failure in the Bible. He didn't. It shocked me. But I want to tell you something. It did not shock the church enough because not enough people come against it. You know, there's some folks that just don't want you to come against their favorite teacher, whether he's in the Bible or just coming from a dream they had last night. But notice here, "I was shocked when I found out who the biggest failure in the Bible actually is," Kenneth Copeland. And he said this, hold on to your seat. If you're in your car, hold on to the wheel. If you're sitting down in your chair, hold on to the side of it, because when you hear this, it may make you want to fall out. The biggest one, talking about failures now, the biggest failure is God. What? Yeah, that's what he said. Okay, the biggest one is God. And then he goes on to explain something which is unexplainable from the position that he took. He says, "I mean, he lost his top-ranking, most anointed angel." Now, no place in the Bible does it say that Lucifer was the top-ranking and the most anointed angel. It does not say that in the Bible at all anyway. Okay? So one thing always, and that's always what you and I should be looking for, right, is it strictly biblical? Is what this person saying based upon the Bible? No place in the Bible does it say that the devil was or Lucifer. That's what, in fact, he shouldn't be called Lucifer anymore because that meant son of the morning. Now he's a demon. He's Satan, okay? He's the enemy of all godliness, right? So that's who he is. He was not the top-ranking angel. He wasn't. If you read the Bible, you'll find that it was Michael, the archangel, who led the other angels and not Lucifer. But what happens is, in people's mind, when they see somebody act as ferocious as the devil did, they thought he was the most anointed angel. No, he was a cherub, okay? And his job was to be at the throne of God, not to lead the angels like Michael did, okay? But he says, okay, and this is why God failed, according to Kenneth Copeland. I mean, he lost his top-ranking, most anointed angel, the first man. Then he goes on. So that was the first failure of God, right? That he lost his most anointed angel. First of all, number one, he wasn't the most anointed angel, okay? He wasn't the most top-ranking angel. He had a good position. He's a cherub at the throne of God. But the other things he said about him is false. He says, but so that was a failure for God. But what happens is that Kenneth Copeland didn't stop there. he said he also lost the first woman he ever created, the whole earth and all the fullness therein, a third of the angels at least, because there were angels that fell with Lucifer, or the devil, let us say, and became demons. That's a big loss, man. Okay? Then he says this. Here's where the word faith theology saves you, right? Okay, it saves you. Okay, because first of all, he's talking about that God is the biggest failure. God is the biggest failure. My goodness gracious, amazing. It is amazing, and it amazes me that anyone could sit in a church where you hear that. I would put my little finger up and be walking out right away if I heard something like that preached from a pulpit. It's amazing. Okay? Then he says this, to make it feel better, okay? To make what he said feel better about God. He said, now the reason you don't think of God as a failure is he never said he's a failure. Give me a break. Give me a break. Let me massage my poor brain. Okay. Now, the reason you don't think of God as a failure is he never said he was a failure. Well, listen, I didn't say I was a failure either. When I was trying to play basketball when I was in high school, I didn't say I was. But after spending a little time on the team, I found out I wasn't, because they set me down and told me I should have tried something else besides basketball, even though I was a tall guy. What do you mean? Okay? But you see what works in here? The false theology of word faith. It's what you say is what you get. And that's absolutely not something that the Bible teaches. But that's Kenneth Copeland. The reason you don't think of God as a failure is he never said he's a failure. And you're not a failure till you say you're one. Give me a break. The logic is bad, and biblically, that is horrific. I would hate to be someone who says something like that and then has to stand before Almighty. All right, we just got started. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
With Food for the Poor. We're inviting you to give food to children in some of the poorest countries on this side of the world. Right now, you can be an answer to prayer for families in Honduras, Guatemala, and Haiti when you call 855-849-4673, 855-849-HOPE, or when you click the red Give Life banner at faithtalkdetroit.com. Imagine if it was you who had to choose each day which of your children would eat, or you had to give your children twigs just to stop their hunger pangs. Because of a generous match, your gift of $144 provides 4 children with food for a year. Hundreds of children are praying that a hero like you will step forward. How many children can you bring back from the brink of starvation with your generous gift? When you call 855-849-4673, 855-849-HOPE, or when you click the red Give Life banner at faithtalkdetroit.com.
New deal alert at GottaHalfItNow.com. Available today, we're offering Insignia 43-inch LED TVs for $150, just in time for the big game. Use with Roku or Amazon Fire Stick. Stream apps like Hulu, Netflix, and more. Or hook up your favorite gaming consoles. If you're shopping on a budget, go to GottaHalfItNow.com to purchase an Insignia 43-inch LED TV for only $150. Our unbeatable deals are available in limited quantities and go fast. Visit GottaHalfItNow.com.
This message is for anyone looking for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance, even if you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or are taking anxiety meds. Here's an example. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe overweight with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost about $200 a month. We're Term Provider, experts in finding affordable term life insurance for those that may not be in perfect health. If you've had prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or are on prescription medications, you may still qualify for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance. Get a quick quote right now by visiting termprovider.com. That's termprovider.com, or simply call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. If you're looking for term life insurance but have type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, or have other health issues, call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750.
starting your weekend off the only way he knows how, with a lot of wisdom. William Malcolm Morning Show, Saturday mornings at 10.
This is Daryl Wood. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow and how it has literally changed the way I sleep. The pillows don't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape, and they're made in the USA. For a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a queen-size premium, go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Square and use the promo code RUNTOWIN. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dreams bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Or call 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912, and use the promo code RUNTOWIN at checkout.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Bible Talk with Pastor Emery Moss is back with more next.
The Detroit Pistons and WLQV Faith Talk Detroit would like to invite you to celebrate Faith Night at Little Caesars Arena on Saturday, March 11th at 7 as the Detroit Pistons take on the Indiana Pacers. Tickets start at $25 and includes access to a pregame panel with Detroit gospel artists, a postgame free throw, and Celebrate Faith t-shirt. Purchase tickets for yourself or your church group at Pistons.com/WLQV Faith Night. That's Pistons.com/WLQV Faith Night. For questions, contact Andy Myers at 313-771-7588.
God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome
God. Number to call, area code 866-423-9578. Area code 866-423-9578 to be on the air, Bible Talk with Pastor Emery Moss. Well, the first half of our program almost over, but hey, we still got some time left. So if you do have a question about eschatology, about biblical studies, about the kingdom of the cults, we encourage you to call. We can talk to you tonight, and hopefully we can influence you to come and visit us at Strictly Biblical Bible Teaching Ministries. Yeah? That's right, SBBTM. That's what I called it for short. We have a Monday night Bible study that starts at 7 and ends at 8 o'clock. Also, we have in-person service at 12:45 in Clawson, Michigan. We're meeting now. We don't have our own facility as yet. We're still in the business of trying to find another church home. Until then, the United Methodist Church has been gracious enough to allow us to borrow some of their space and hold our services there. And so that is where we are. The United Methodist Church. The address is 205 North Main Street. That's 205 North Main Street in Clawson, Michigan. Okay? And so all I've got to do is just come to our Sunday service or our Monday night Bible study, and you will be glad that you did. On Mondays, of course, what we're dealing with is the kingdom of the cults. That's right. I have information, a pile of information, okay, on all the cults you could think of, and we're teaching that plus systematic theology, okay, at 205 North Main Street, Clawson, Michigan, on Monday nights, and we're there from 7 until 8 o'clock, and that is the most used hour. I mean, we jam as much teaching as we can get within that 1 hour, and we encourage you to come. Now, for more information about it and possible directions to get there, you can call our office manager during business hours at about 10:30 a.m. following till about maybe 2 or 3. The manager is there and can tell you exactly how to get to our location where we are meeting in the United Methodist Church, 205 North Main Street in Clawson, Michigan. All right? Number to call here, area code 866-423-9578. Area code 866-423-9578. Be on the air, Bible Talk with Pastor Emery Moss. We're going to Daniel in Southgate. How you doing, Daniel?
Hey, Pastor Moss. Good to hear you tonight.
Good to hear you, my friend.
Yes, I had a question.
Yeah.
I heard a pastor, someone wrote him a question, and they asked if there was any other creation before Adam and Eve, or was Adam and Eve God's first creation of the human race. And yeah. The pastor said that there was more before Adam and Eve. And I just don't recall reading that in the Bible. Have you?
Well, that's the problem. Because, you know, you can believe what you want, but I always ask people, can you book it? By that, can you find it in the Bible? And you can't.
Yes.
So after that, I say, well, you can believe what you want, but, you know, you got to give me some kind of evidence that it's so. I never would believe something that somebody hasn't given me evidence for. Okay? I got a car I'm going to sell you. All it is a $500. Give me the money now. No, show me the car. So,
right.
Yeah, it comes with some
facts. He mentioned that before Adam and Eve that there were many races, different races, and I thought maybe he's just got it backwards, you know?
Yeah, you said right, he should. Because what the Bible, and somebody wrote a book that had this title, and it's true, the Bible got it right. What it says in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 20, okay, to squelch that argument he gave, and Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
They're the ones who the human race came from. So, but what happens, what you're proving, people can say anything. But the most important thing is, what does the Bible say? Okay? And so,
exactly.
A biblically oriented person, and I tell them, well, you can believe what you like, but where is your proof? Where is your evidence? Where are you coming from with it? And then you find a conversation there, you know, kind of just say, okay. Because you got to be able evidence. You might have evidence for your view.
Right, exactly. Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Thank you very much, Pastor Moss. You're doing a good job, and I really enjoy your show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That encouragement keeps me going. Thank you very much. All right. Number to call, area code 866-423-9578. Area code 866-423-9578 to be on the air. Bible Talk with Pastor Emery Moss. As we're dealing, looking at some false teachings, and also taking a look at the Word Faith movement, which has a lot to be desired in terms of certain things that are said. Like teaching, for instance, that God, okay, is the biggest failure of all time, but you're not a failure until you say it, doesn't make any sense. First of all, God never said he was, and the Bible clearly declares that God is not a failure. Oh, yeah, yeah. And so what happens is, and this is for all of us, when we see something, as Bible-believing Christians, always our minds should be saying, now, what does the Bible say about that? Does the Bible back up Kenneth Copeland in any way when he made the statement that God is a failure, but he's not a failure till he thinks he's one? Well, let's go to Scripture. Let's go to Jeremiah. Some of you Bible scholars out there already were going there, right? Jeremiah chapter 32 is very clear. And that's what gets me as well, how people can go off the deep end biblically when things are so very clear in the Bible. In Jeremiah chapter 32, and verse 17, here's what it says. Ah, Lord God, behold, okay, talking about the Lord, but behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Nothing. That should do it. There's nothing too hard for God. He's all power. He's Alpha and Omega, first and the last. Dwelt in eternity, okay? Nothing is too powerful for him. Once again, okay, Jeremiah 32:17, in case some of you need to use this in your ministry work, the Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. But then it amazes me sometimes when you have someone that teaches something false. And even though this verse does a good job at dealing with it, wait until you see this second one. Open Zephaniah. Oh, my goodness. Zephaniah, in Zephaniah chapter 3, another Old Testament prophet. Didn't write a whole lot, but what he wrote was something that challenges to the core the false teaching of Kenneth Copeland. Look at this. Zephaniah 3, 4, and 5. We look at these two verses here. Okay? Zephaniah, get my Zechariah and Zephaniah mixed up. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 4 and 5, where it says, "Her prophets are light and treacherous persons. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They've done violence to the law." Okay? Then look at this, verse 5. This is what Kenneth Copeland needs to hear and never forget. "The just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning doth he bring his judgment to light. He fails not." Do you see that? "He faileth not." God cannot fail. So if the Bible says, and I read you right from Zephaniah 3 and other places we could go as well, then guess what? God can't fail. And someone who says that he can is teaching something, my friends, that is extra biblical. Let's do it again. Zephaniah 3 and 5. The just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning doth he bring his judgment to light. He fails not, but the unjust knoweth no shame. Let me tell you something. The Bible says it clearly. No doubt about it. God cannot fail. God cannot fail. And nothing is too hard for God. Number to call, area code 866-423-9578. Area code 866-423-9578. To be on the air, Bible Talk with Pastor Emery Moss, as we look at teachings, false teachings in this case, and a lot of these come from the Positive Confession movement, and it shows you how eager people are to have prosperity and money and all this, because, you know, all they got to be told is you can name it and claim it. You know, you can call things that are not as though they are. And that always fascinated me, okay, how easily people can believe things that are not found in the Bible, right? You can call things that are not as though they are. And some even to believe that the Bible actually teaches something like that. And the Bible does not teach that you can call things that are not as though they are. The Bible doesn't say that at all. That is not something that we can do, okay? The only person who is in that realm, and we need to be clear about it, is God himself. Okay? He's the only one who can call things that are not as though they are. That is because he's Alpha and Omega, first and the last, beginning and the end. And there, I'm just telling you guys something that you already know. that's where the action is. Okay? It's with the Lord and with the power that he has, not the power that we are being told that we have by the Word Faith Movement, okay? Well, and you might say, show me, Pastor Moss, show me. I'll show you. Turn to Romans 4. The only one who can call things that are not as though they are is God, Almighty God. That's right. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, one God who exists as three persons. There is where we find the power to create with your mouth, so to speak, by what you say. Notice here, okay, in Romans chapter 4, verse 16, where it says, give you a little time to get to it, because you'll need this if you get around some real strong word faith advocates. Okay? Now, most of them know about this verse. I had one word faith preacher, didn't even want to read it, because he knew what it said, and it didn't back up what they were teaching. Here in Romans chapter 4, verse 16, it says, "Therefore it is a faith that it might be by grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all." Then verse 17, here it comes. Okay? "As it is written," okay, this is Romans 4, 17. Okay? This is all you need, actually, to come against that false name it and claim it stuff, where they says that, you can, speak things into existence and all of that. Notice this, Romans 4:17, "As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God,
Now look at what God does, and you know that this is not something we can do. Even God, who quickens the dead, he is the one who gives life to the dead, right? And then look at the second part. And calleth those things which be not as though they were. That's right. Okay? Even God, who quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. The only one who can call things that are not as though they were is Almighty God, no one else. Your job is to pray and then trust in God to answer prayers for you, but according to his will, because he knows what is best for you. Number to call, area code 866-423-9578. Area code 866-423-9578 to be on the air. Bible Talk with Pastor Emmy Moss. If you have a question for me, comment you want to make, you can call, but you better call in a hurry. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
You want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to Inside Retirement with Brett Brzezinski of the Brzezinski Group Saturday mornings at 7 and 11 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do the things you've always dreamt about doing in retirement. Inside Retirement with Brett Brzezinski Saturday mornings at 7 and 11. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
If you're a business owner, imagine getting up to $26,000 per employee. There's still time for business owners to file for the Employee Retention Tax Credit Program. This program is for business owners who continue to pay their W-2 employees during the COVID pandemic. Many businesses qualify and simply do not know it. All business types and industries may qualify. You can claim the credit even if you received a PPP loan. This is a cash payment and not a loan, and can be claimed now. The licensed CPAs and tax professionals at DH Tax and Consulting have been serving business owners across the country for over 15 years. The best part is that until you receive your cash payment, you don't pay us a dime. Our tax credit specialists are available now at 833-ERC-FILE, and your tax payment estimate is quick, easy, and free. That's 833-ERC-FILE to qualify you and your business for up to $26,000 per W-2 employee for free federal aid. Call us now at 833-ERC-FILE. That's 833-ERC-FILE.
FM 92.7, AM 1500, the mobile app, or on the web. We're all the same great Faith Talk Detroit.
If you want to make a difference in your life that impacts you for years to come, then it's time to stand with Israel by going there. Consider the thrilling excitement of joining nationally syndicated media host Dr. Sebastian Gorka and renowned author and filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza on the Stand with Israel tour November 30th through December 9th, 2022. Journey through the Holy Land with two of the most respected political commentators of today. Together with like-minded travelers, you'll see over 40 iconic sites during the 10-day tour. You can pray at the Western Wall in Old City Jerusalem, float on the Dead Sea, and take a boat out into the middle of the Sea of Galilee. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com to reserve your spot or call 855-565-5519. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com or call 855-565-5519 to book today.
Bible Talk with Pastor Emery Moss is back with more next.
Why can't I get a monkey? Why can't you catch a whale with a worm?
Dad, can we go to the moon on vacation?
If you think it's tough answering these questions, imagine the ones you'll get if your child is diagnosed with cancer. CureSearch.org is a website that can help. It connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. so glad you came to save us.
You came from heaven to earth
to show the way,
from the earth to the cross,
my debt to pay,
from the cross to the grave, from the grave.
All right, that number to call, area code 866-423-9578. Area code 866-423-9578 to be on the air, Bible Talk with Pastor Emery Moss, looking predominantly at some of the teachings of the Word Faith Movement, things that contradict the Bible. And that's what we always have to be cautious of when we're in church and in Bible studies, is are we getting the Word of God? We have to be very careful of that because we can be misled. Okay? And the only thing that's going to be standing at the end is the truth. Okay? The Bible says only the truth will set you free. Okay? But here on Bible Talk, we talk about a number of things, okay? A number of different groups that are teaching false stuff, and we talk about those who are doing a good job as well. Okay? And we'll, and if you stick with this program, you'll be getting a lot of good theology, systematic theology, and especially if you're interested in defending the faith against the cults, then you need to attend our services at 205 North Main Street. That's 205 North Main Street in Clawson, Michigan. Okay? Now, don't look to see Strictly Biblical on the building because it's a Methodist church, and we are leasing space with them now until we get to our permanent church home, which is coming. Till then, that's where we meet. And if you want more information and directions on how to get there, all you've got to do is call this number, okay, during our business hour, starting about 10:30 a.m., area code 313-933-9270. That's area code 313-933-9270. Talk to our manager there, Thelma, and she will give you the direction that you need to get there. And if you enjoy this program and you'd like to see it stay on WLQV, then send your donations to P.O. Box 05877. That's P.O. Box 05877, Detroit, Michigan, 48205, and make out those checks to Bible Boot Camp Ministries. And it will be, and that's what keeps this program going. And I just thank God for all of you because this program costs us about $2,000 a month. And we've been on for a long time. God has been good. All right. Let's continue our exploration of false teachings. Okay, and look at something that also disturbs me. I am very wary, let us say, okay, by folks who say that Jesus appeared to them. Jesus came and talked to me. Jesus woke me up. Jesus took me down into the valley and spoke to me personally. I was out in the forest. Now, listen, I'm not saying that Jesus could not do that. Okay, he could. Okay, but that doesn't mean that every time someone claims that Jesus appeared to him, that he did. Okay? I'm convinced absolutely that Scripture is the key revelation that we're getting from God now. Okay? But no, if Jesus wants to show up, he can, but we just have to be not gullible where we believe everything that people are saying. For instance, I don't believe this, okay, from Hagen. Okay? Hagen, of course, also Word Faith teacher. Okay? And Hagen claimed, this is what he said. He claimed that Jesus appeared to him in 1950. Okay? Now, goodness gracious, just so all of you will know, 1950, I was born in 1951, so that goes way back, right? But here, he claimed that Jesus appeared to him in 1950 and gave him a special anointing to minister to the sick. So here, out of all the people, you know, ministers that could be found, okay, of all time, Jesus came to him, okay? Jesus went on and instructed him. In fact, he said, went to instruct me that when I would pray, and here's how God told him to pray, okay, so that he could be with this special anointing, okay? God gave him this special anointing. It says, Jesus went on to instruct me that when I would pray and lay hands upon the sick, I was to lay one hand on each side of the body. Okay? One hand. The Lord told him, lay one hand on each side of the body. Now, the funny thing about that, you can read all day in the New Testament, and whenever the disciples, you know, was casting out, they never said anything about laying their hands on the side of the body. They just said, in the name of Jesus Christ, get out of here. Be gone. But
But here we see that we're getting instruction, you know, that's extra biblical. And you've got to be careful when someone is telling you something that is extra biblical that you can't find in the Bible. The reason why you can't find it in the Bible may be because it's not true. Okay? Maybe this is a dream he had, but that doesn't justify us saying that this is what God wants us to do. Right? He says, I was to lay one hand on each side of the body. If I felt the fire jump from one hand to hand. Okay? Now, this is what he says. Okay? This, I guess Jesus is instructing him in this. Why didn't he tell the disciples this in the Bible? Okay? Why we had to wait all the way down to our time to find out about this? Well, okay? I was to lay one hand on each side of the body. If I felt the fire jump from hand to hand, an evil spirit or demon was present in the body, causing the affliction. Oh, okay. So that's how you diagnose it, right? Okay. If fire jumped from hand to hand, an evil spirit or demon was present in the body, causing the affliction. Okay. Now, remember, nothing in the Bible teaches this. Wouldn't you think that Jesus would have left this information for us, okay, so that when we dealt with this kind of situation, we would know what to do and know that, Hagen's formula is correct? Because quite personally, okay, I cannot give any credibility to what he's saying at all. Why? Because it's not in the Bible. The Bible doesn't teach it. Okay? If we look in the scriptures, we see all those who were demon-possessed, they commanded them to leave in the name of Jesus Christ, and they left. One hand didn't have to get warm, the little toe got cold, none of that. Okay? Didn't happen that way. Okay? But this is what he said, if I felt the fire jump from hand to hand, an evil spirit or demon was present. Okay? That's how you diagnose it, according to him. It was present in the body, causing the affliction. If the fire or anointing in my hand does not jump from hand to hand, okay? So he's got fire jumping from hand to hand. That's what he said. Okay? It is a case of healing only. Okay? So if the fire or anointing in my hand does not jump from hand to hand, it is a case of healing only. Okay? Okay? If it does something else, then it means it's a demon. Mm-hmm. Okay? Only. He says, I should pray for the person in his name, and if he will believe and accept it, the anointing will leave my hands and go into his body. Okay? So the anointing leaves his hands. Man, that's deep, isn't it? The only problem is nothing in the Bible talks about it at all. Okay? This is all coming from Hagen. Okay? Says, okay, once again, I'll wrap it up for us, the anointing will leave my hands and go into his body, driving out the disease and bringing healing. When the fire or the anointing leaves my hands and goes into the body, I know he is healed. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And so, but the Bible, with all of the healings that we see taking place, demons being cast out, we don't see any place where it talks about what Hagen did, okay? Why? Because it's not in the Bible. And I want to tell you something. Do not trust anything that's not in the Bible, okay? Stuff like that seems like it comes from the world of the occult and not from Christian doctrine, a fire jumping from your hand to your hand. So we've got to be careful, okay? Scripture, okay? Scripture to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because, it can only be because, there is no light in them. We must be careful. All right. Music's going. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like
1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Luke Hammett. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike Lindell has just announced that our listeners will receive one of his books, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, absolutely free with any purchase using the promo code Luke. It's a great time to buy his warm and wonderful My Slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and outdoor all day long. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and made with quality leather suede. For a limited time only, Mike Lindell is offering 50% off on all My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code Luke. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including some overstock products such as individual towels, blankets, comforters, and so much more. Call 800-861-6525 and use the promo code Luke. That's 800-861-6525 and use the promo code Luke at checkout.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Give the gift of dance to your special someone this Valentine's Day. Chicago-based Christian ballet company Ballet 58 is coming to Detroit to present the world premiere of Bareface at Connection Church in Canton on Saturday, March 11th. Bareface is a new story ballet based on C.S. Lewis's final novel, Till We Have Faces, reimagining mythology's greatest love story, Cupid and Psyche, to show the love of Christ. Tickets are $40 for adults and $20 for children. Get tickets now at ballet58.org.
Bible Talk with Pastor Emery Moss is back with more next.
New deal alert at GottaHalfItNow.com. Available today, we're offering Insignia 43-inch LED TVs for $150, just in time for the big game. Use with Roku or Amazon Fire Stick. Stream apps like Hulu, Netflix, and more. Or hook up your favorite gaming consoles. If you're shopping on a budget, go to GottaHalfItNow.com to purchase an Insignia 43-inch LED TV for only $150. Our unbeatable deals are available in limited quantities and go fast. Visit GottaHalfItNow.com.
This little light up, my, I'm gonna let it shine. And in the darkest, I'll be the brightest. No covering up, no shutting it down, no blowing it out. I'm gonna let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine. We're shining brighter than the sun.
The call, area code 866-423-9578. Area code 866-423-9578 to be on the air Bible Talk with Pastor Emery Moss, and no doubt the final phase of our program here, but it's been great being with you, and we encourage you to attend our services, Sunday services. You can find out all about them by calling area code 313-933-9270 about 10:30 in the morning and find out where we're located. And remember, our Monday night Bible study as well, where we're dealing with the study, the Faith Defenders. And we're coming against false doctrine. I have documentation that I will give you on the New Age movement, on Christian Science, on the Jehovah's Witnesses, on the Unity School of Christianity, on World Islam, you name it, you got it. All you got to do is show up. There's no tuition. We do take an offering, but that is all preparing you to be able to defend the faith. And look forward to seeing you there at 205 North Main Street, Clawson, Michigan. It's a United Methodist Church, but they also are allowing us to lease some space there, and so that's where you need to come if you want to get into systematic theology and you want to get into dealing with the cults, and you are not playing. We're there for you. All right, we only have a few moments left here, and much could be said. Benny Hinn made a statement that's interesting when he says, when you were born again, And it's all right to say certain things, but just not go too far. Right? I think he went too far here. When you were born again, the Word was made flesh in you. Now, the only Word was made flesh, right? John 1:14, that's Jesus. And you became flesh of his flesh and bone of his bones. Don't tell me you have Jesus. Well, I thought I did have Jesus inside of me, right? No, what he does, then he goes too far. You are everything he was. And everything he is and ever shall be. Okay? The new man says, I'm as he is. That's what it says. As he is, so are we in this world. Jesus said, go in my name, go in my stead. Don't say I have. Now notice this. Don't say I have. Say I am, I am, I am, I am. You're never going to get me to say that. I am is the name of God, one of the names of God, the great I am. Friends, we are not that. Okay? Do you see how far people can go with this God-making doctrine unless we stick to the Bible? Okay? That is why you never, ever ought to say I'm sick. Yeah, you ought to say you're sick when you're sick, but here, word faith denies it. Okay? Okay? How can you be sick if you're a new creation? Okay? Right. Say that to people in the Bible. Say it to Paul, who had an infirmity. Okay? Say, I'm healed. Don't say I'm a sinner. The new creature is no sinner. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Well, we are in Christ. We are born again and saved, but still we can fall. That is why we praise God that if we believe in him, confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Friends, please understand, the lie that the devil told in the beginning is coming back to the church, that you will be God. You won't. It's enough to be born again. It's enough to be a Christian. It's enough to already have your name written in heaven. You are not deity and never will be. And we thank God for your salvation, okay? And for the illumination he gives us in his word. This is Pastor Moss. I want to thank Brian and all of WLQV and all you listeners. We'll see you next time.
Sponsored by Bible Boot Camp Ministries.
TV news. It's a love-hate relationship. Well, let's be honest. More hate. We agree. That's why we're different. Salem News Channel has assembled the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. Home to Charlie Kirk, Hugh Hewitt, Eric Metaxas, and more. There's finally a place on TV for lovers of freedom like you. Watch anytime, on any screen, free, 24/7. Find what you're looking for at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.